Not that I'm complaining about the sudden enthusiasm from you. I'm just sort of curious where it's coming from. Right. Well, that's... You wanted me to teach you what I enjoy, or sort of guide you through how to pleasure me. You don't think I'm unsatisfied with you, do you? Because that couldn't be further from the truth. Oh. I suppose yes, it's normally me doing things to you, but that's because that's what I enjoy. I'm more dominant, naturally, and I prefer to... What do they call it? Service? Top? That's not the phrase you use now. I prefer to give pleasure rather than receive it. Not because I think other people are inadequate at giving pleasure. It's just what I enjoy, so I've never really thought about asking you to treat me to anything, as it were. I suppose I wouldn't be completely against the idea, if you do really want to. I find myself in a little bit of a loss. Quite unusual. Well, what I like normally is involving me doing things to you, so I'm having to work out a little bit what I would ask you to do to me. Well, in a less intense sort of scene. This was just unexpected, as well. But can I ask where this is coming from? I see. Well, are you wanting me to just sort of help you learn what to do, or are you wanting me to instruct you? Be a bit more strict. Alright. Well. You can start by undressing me then. No touching anything yet, just get my clothes off. Your hand's always so warm. I don't really get goosebumps, though I'm sure it must be quite cold in here. It's no bother to me, I can't tell anymore. So, what to tell you to do first? It is tempting to just ask you to lay down on the bed and let me take what I want, as that would be the proper way to please me, but I understand that you are. That's not what you want from this. It's not normally what I engage in, so. No, it's fine. Right. I'm not really sure how to ask you to touch me. Why don't you just try a little exploring? I think if I could possibly get goosebumps, I would. Such a contrast of how warm your hands are. Oh, it's nice. It's very nice. I just... nothing, it just... being like this makes me feel like... I'm being seen as submissive, and I'm not really comfortable with... Would you mind if I... I know you wanted this to be about me telling you what to do to me, but I'm not sure I'm quite... Would you mind if I took a little more control? I want you to strip off. Yes, I thought perhaps I could change things up by being the unclothed one, but I'm not sure I'm quite comfortable with it, so... Not to, ruin the game that you want to play tonight, darling, but... there's a reason we haven't really... done this, or I haven't asked for this. It's fine, I can work out a way that I'm comfortable with it. Yes. I mean, the truest way to indulge me. Why don't you lie down on the bed? I know you want to be the one touching me. Trust me, you will be. Good pet. Now... I was going to say the truest way to please me is to let me have a little taste. Of course, not without your consent, dear. I'm not really one for... receiving body worship, as it were. There aren't many places you can touch me that I'm comfortable with, so... I'm not so much into the, tell you where to touch and where it feels good, because most places don't. Apart from one spot, which normally... again, I wouldn't, or haven't yet, let you really indulge in touching. It can be hard. You know, you humans can do all sorts of things to help change your body, but I'm stuck like this forever. So, moments come and go where I'm comfortable with certain things and when I'm not, and it's also just not really my thing. You can't force me to like it. But... I don't mean to make this entire thing such a downer. This request just wasn't really something I was prepared for or would have chosen of my own volition, but... I can make it work. And you can be good for me, can't you? So... yes, I promised you to be the one touching me. I just need to scoot up a little more. Well, I'm going to sit on your face, darling. If you're all right with that. It's the only way I can really think of in my head that I'd be okay with. Are you down for that? Because you do want to please me, don't you? Yes. Well, then, who am I to deny? It is quite endearing. Let me just... Yes, you can use your hand. No need to be shy. I'll tell you if you do something wrong. But I really doubt you can mess this up. You'll have to let me know when you need some air. You should be able to breathe just fine, but if the pressure gets too much, just pinch my thigh, yes? I don't want to get too carried away. Ah, but I meant it. It really is quite endearing that you wanted to do something more special for me, but I want you to feel assured that everything we do together, every single time that I do things to you, that I'm receiving a lot of pleasure, that it feels incredibly good for me. I don't want you thinking that you had to ask for this because you weren't being enough for me. Yes, you're doing splendid. I mean, if you... I suppose this is about me asking you to do things, yes. So, would you mind moving your tongue up a little bit? You don't want to leave my... God, fuck. Cock neglected, do you? Fuck. It is quite difficult, you know, for me to orgasm, so I don't want you taking it as an offense. As I say, I don't really see the point in indulging in this sort of worship on me when there is no end goal. I understand it with you, you know, doing it to you, the goal is to make you come, but... I don't want you having that as a goal when it is very unlikely to happen. So, you know, when does this end? We keep going until you're tired. I fuck. Until I'm satiated, darling. I'm never going to be satiated. Oh. Stop. No, because I can tell it's sort of... It's not... Yes, it felt good, trust me. You did amazing. I just... This is why I don't really ask for these things. My pleasure in me having a good time is dependent on my partner orgasming, and when my partner orgasms is when we're done. There isn't really a way for that to happen. With what you're asking for tonight. I'm sorry. This is the only idea that you had, I understand. But for me, it just doesn't really fit. If I were someone else, then I'm sure they could indulge you in this, but I I can't. And I know this isn't what you're expecting tonight. Hopefully there can be something gained from this. Because I still certainly had fun. I mean, your tongue felt amazing. But perhaps, hopefully, it can be all right, too. I don't know. This can be something for us both to learn from, and it can be a positive experience for knowing and understanding what we're both into and what we're comfortable with and setting boundaries. If I had gone along and asked you to touch me here and there and everywhere, I would have inside deeply felt uncomfortable. So I thought it was better to say, and have done what I can to fulfill this request of yours, but this just isn't one for me, darling. I'm sorry. Perhaps in the future, because I know you do like it when I spoil you, you can ask me to do something for you, to you, yes. It's just what I'm comfortable with. And it's not that sometimes I don't mind bottoming. I can be very happy to bottom. I still even then, though, like to feel like I'm the one in control. And that, well, I'm happy to penetrate others. And go down on others. Kiss you and bite you all over, I'm sure you know. And I'm good with getting penetrated myself. Mouths on me, depending on my mood. But I'm not a huge fan of, well, you know. But if you ever wanted to try on one of my toys and fuck me into the mattress, I suppose that can be arranged, but with the understanding that you would not be to say that I don't want you dominating me is not true. And if I think about it enough, I can be okay with the idea. The idea of letting my mind go a little while someone fucks me is quite appealing, but yes, the idea of having my brains fucked out of me and then you just keep going, seeing as, you know, it's not, well, you can try and chase the orgasm out of me that way if you'd like. But once I'm in that condition, I wouldn't really be able to tell you what to do or how to touch me. And that won't be the most common thing for me, I don't think. It's something we can discuss, though. But I think I'd like to put a shirt on now. It's fine. I'll be fine. Do I need? If I ask for aftercare, I sort of think that I'm making you feel worse about trying all of this. Well, I don't know if I'm dropping right now. Perhaps. I don't know from what. I wasn't really very deep into either headspace. I don't want to feel like I've ruined this for you, disappointed you, made you think that, made you feel guilty. It was the only idea you had, and I've tried to run with it the best that I could. And perhaps it's just been a little too much for me. I just don't want you to feel bad. I suppose you don't want me to feel bad, and here we are. I know I would tell anyone else that there's no shame in Dom's asking for aftercare or needing aftercare. I don't. Maybe it's a little bit of a Dom drop. The reason I don't engage in those sort of things is because I don't like instructing you to touch me. It feels like I'm using you. I don't know. I can't explain it. I'd much rather instruct you to chase your pleasure than chase mine. Especially when mine is so hard to attain anyway. How would we know when to stop? And physically, you know, if you were to try and eat me up until I came, it wouldn't be possible. And so when do we know when to stop? And then it feels good for a time until it gets to the point where I can tell orgasm isn't going to happen. And then I sort of drop. Hence why I don't like to chase it at all to start with. That's not your fault. It's not that you're not satisfying me well enough. It's just the way I was built and born. I don't know. Cursed. You know, if I were different, if I had other parts, I'd be like, fucking. I'm sorry. Can we? I don't want to ask something of you. Can you hold me for a while? Sorry, that feels childish to ask. I'm not sure I've ever asked anyone of that before. You don't mind? Thank you. Sorry, this probably wasn't the, sexy evening you were hoping for. This is just sort of all I have to give at the moment. I hope you understand. I'm sure we'll have some fun playing again soon.